everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live or to a replay, I want to welcome you to the show. If you are watching the live stream right now, I want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know you can find me over in the chat room. You can do that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. If you would rather watch than listen, you can find the live streams by going to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the stream. That's all you got to do. Pretty simple. That's always a mouthful. Want to let you know we're doing a healing circle today a little bit later in the show. So if you're wanting to take part in that, be sure that you're in a spot where you can relax with us and go into a guided meditation for a bit. I don't know what's going on with this hair, but it's something. Might be time to trim those bangs again. At any rate, hello, how are you? How's everybody hanging in there? Oh, last week we talked about the Schumann resonance and how bananas it has been. So I just wanted you to know that it's power 17 today, which is a lot lower. So still a little bit high, but nothing like it has been. So that's good. Wondering how you're all faring with a full moon up and coming. Because the full moon is tomorrow. And it is a pink moon. Doesn't mean it'll be pink, but... Tara said her hair has gone wild today, too. Well, there you go. I've had a bunch of thyroid trouble the last few months, and it's just destroyed my hair. So I've been doing some hair masks and stuff like that, and I just feel like my hair is just acting different. Uncool, man. Well, I was thinking about peace today. How badly we need it. You'll never find me being somebody who wants war on our planet. I have gone to so many anti-war rallies over the years. I've talked about this a lot, but I don't condone war. I'm never going to. And right now I'm joining many of you and being a little nervous about what the hell's going on because Iran is scary enough. And other countries in the Middle East now going at each other is scary enough. Russia and Ukraine is scary enough. Now add all the South American skirmishes. It's enough is enough. And it does make me nervous. I think it should make us all nervous. And in times like these, so often we feel a little helpless. I mean, you should take the traditional route of contacting your representatives, of making clear how you feel, of taking a stand. You should do those things if that's what resonates with you. But I wanted to talk about peace from a more, well, metaphysical standpoint. I was thinking about all of the symbols of peace that have developed over millennia due to war. Because every time there's war on this planet, there are people that are working towards peace, that are praying for peace, that are joining together, asking for peace, because war is hell. And what war does to people is hell. And to me, I'm always going to be on that side, right, of asking for peace. But I was thinking about those symbols of peace and where they came from. And how are they meaningful? And I learned some things that I didn't know in researching and putting together my article. So I thought I'd share it with you guys. So we're going to dig in to Luminous. Nope. There we go. We're talking about symbols of peace and how they can pertain to you, how you can use them, and what they mean and where they came from. I called this week's edition the Give Peace a Chance edition because, well, as you know, I was raised on peace protest music, and Give Peace a Chance is one of my favorite songs of all time, and I think it applies right now, no matter what. But if you've never listened to Give Peace a Chance, go find it. It's on YouTube. Original, like, performances on YouTube. Go find it. Not right now, like after the show. All righty. So, as you know, it has been said many times in different ways from different speakers that peace on the inside creates peace on the outside. Easy to say, sometimes harder to do. We are all in a state of constant overstimulation in our current world. It is a conscious choice to seek out peace because otherwise you have chaos rumbling around you all the time, in your homes, out in nature, everywhere. Now, nature's better, but you still have to choose peace. You have to put down your devices. You have to stop focusing on what other people are doing. You have to take a seat. You have to breathe and rest. There's many things you can do to help draw peace in. It's the same with your house. Sometimes you have to turn off the noise. Sometimes you have to turn off the lights. Sometimes you have to shut down your phone for a little while. You have to take some steps to help create peace in your life. But where does peace live? Is it consciousness? Is it in your brain? Is it in your heart? Where is it? To me, peace resides in your heart chakra. And maybe other parts of you too, but that's where I see it. But is it also within your consciousness? It should be. It must be, right? I think it's an interesting phenomena in human nature that some humans are very warlike. Their first response to anything is to battle, to protect, to fight. And some people are very peaceful. They don't want that. They may also be the same people that avoid confrontation. They may be the same people who give up more than they should for other people so that they don't have a battle or a war on their hands. I think the right answer is there has to be spot in the middle, right? But I was thinking about my mom because she was a hippie. I was thinking about how on Saturdays we'd have wake up to a list of cleaning, of chores that you had to do before you could hang out with friends. And we would always listen to Woodstock, her old Woodstock album, or we would listen to the Beatles, or we'd listen to some other peace protest compilation of 60s, 70s music. Because that's what she loved, and that's what I was raised on. But I was also thinking about her peace signs. She loved peace signs. She had many sets of peace sign earrings, necklaces. They were certainly something that, as we got older, we would gift to her because it was something that she loved. And I have a peace sign tattooed on my shoulder a lot because of that. When she died, I inherited several pieces of peace sign jewelry. I can think of a time when, pardon me, I can think of a time when I was in junior high and I had a giant pair of plastic, big plastic black peace sign earrings. I wore those suckers all the time. Loved them. I think I loved peace signs before I understood what they stood for. Lillian, I agree with that. You and my mother would have adored each other. Absolutely. Hey, Jean and Denise. Denise said, I think most of my music would be considered in the hippie genre, or at least others that were inspired by that area. Sure. Hey, Rebecca, glad to have you here. And Quelly, Tara, Suzanne. Thanks, everybody, for being in the chat. All right. Oh, and Renee, looking over at the other chat. Hey, Renee, I'm glad you're here. All righty, so let's keep going. Let's start talking about symbols of peace. I'm going to change the screen here. I actually have a slideshow. Yep. Okay, that's better. So, hey, Norella. I would have loved for you to be my aunt, ma'am. In fact, I have an aunt that you would love. She's my mother's sister, and she is she's more on the warrior side. But you would align with each other beautifully. Okay. Let's talk about it. The dove. We've all seen doves of peace forever. Where do you normally see doves for peace? Well, a lot of times you see them in religious iconography, right? But it is definitely a symbol of peace around the world. I didn't know this, but it comes from the story of Noah's Ark, when the dove returns with an olive branch after the flood, signaling that the storm is ending and the new something can begin, or something new can begin. Also, Pablo Picasso turned the dove into a global peace symbol after World War II, and it carried the same message. So when you see a dove, or a dove with an olive branch, you can look at that as a symbol of peace and as a symbol of coming out the other side of something hard and ready for a fresh beginning. What about the olive branch? It was placed with a dove, which created some kind of religious iconography as we know, but it actually began with Athena in ancient Greece. She likened, or it was likened to her, the olive branch as a symbol of wisdom and thoughtful resolution. Offering an olive branch wasn't just poetic, it was a real intentional act of peace in potential times of war. Thoughtful resolution. I love that. I think that most threats of war would require thoughtful resolution. The peace sign. Here it is. The peace sign is everywhere, right? You see it. You likely don't go a day without seeing a peace sign, though you might not realize it because it's gotten to be so much a part of our culture. People have it on their shoes, on their clothes, on their jewelry, on their cars, on their bodies. The peace sign is everywhere. So, which I think is good and bad. I love it, but at the same time, every time you see a peace sign, do you stop and consider peace? No. Because you see the peace sign everywhere. So it's worth considering refiguring your brain to actually notice peace signs and consider them when you see them. The peace sign, and I actually really think that we should apply that to all of the symbols I'm showing you today because they have all become fairly common and may not jump out at you when you see them. So it's my hope that in having this conversation today, it helps us all to give our brains a little adjustment when you see a peace sign or any other of the peace iconography to remember peace, to hold space for peace. To let it be the thing that jogs your memory or gives you that little nudge. The peace sign was created in 1958 by Gerald Holtam for the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. He literally was combining symbols that stood for nuclear disarmament. Then, as you know, it showed up in anti-war protests in the, during the Vietnam War, and has only been carried further or further forward throughout generations. Some people think as well that the peace sign itself, the long stick with the two little arms, is a person with their arms down, like they're out of options, downtrodden. The lotus. Another big symbol for me. I have an enormous lotus tattooed on my arm. And I love that I do because frequently I come across people that don't understand what my sleeve tattoo means, especially where I live. It's hard enough for people to look at a whole half sleeve tattoo without shuddering, but also to ask questions and understand what it means is kind of a lot. I always get this when I go to the doctor because the arm that this is on is the same arm that I always get blood from and get my IV in. And so whoever the person is working on me inevitably will ask about my tattoo. And of course, a big part of it is a lotus. In traditions like Buddhism and Hinduism, the lotus represents something really profound. The lotus grows in muddy, murky water, and it still rises above it, clean, whole, beautiful, sought after, and yet another symbol of peace. The yin yang. The yin yang's roots are in Taoism. Yin yang's, or yin yang, some people say it that way, shows us that peace doesn't come from eliminating opposites, right? It comes from balancing them. Light and dark, stillness and movement, joy and grief, rest and action. And so on and so forth. The balance of the comfortable marriage of differences. Finding that place within ourselves where we can live with both sides of the coin. That is certainly a symbol of peace to me. So it's my hope for all of us that when you see a symbol of peace, that you can take just a moment to breathe with it, to be with it, to sit with it, and to allow yourself to experience that. In the spirit of embodying peace. Some ways of bringing symbols of peace into your life. This is what I've been thinking about because people do it. We do it all the time, but I think it, like I said, has become fairly unconscious. It didn't occur to me till today that I have two symbols of peace tattooed on my body. Mostly because I looked at the lotus from the sense of emerging from the mud, but it's also a symbol of peace. It doesn't surprise me. I'm the middle child. It was my job to create peace. I had to sit in the middle in the car so that my sisters didn't kill each other. All right. I think I could have been a good mediator, you know? I'm glad I'm not, but I think I could have been. Bringing symbols of peace into your life. So, how do you just bring symbols of peace into your life in a way that becomes meaningful? Again, not talking about anything complicated, expensive, crazy, but some thoughts. You might wear a small peace sign necklace, not as a trend, but as a reminder of what you stand for, being much more meaningful to you, being much more well, I've lost the word and I blame my thyroid, so we'll keep going. Conscious, making a conscious choice. Thank you. You might keep a lotus image near your workspace to remind you that hard seasons don't define you. You might bring olive branches or even just the idea of them into your relationships, choosing calm conversations over reactive ones. Maybe you do put some olive branch iconography in your home. You might add a few symbols of peace to your altar to remind you of the sacred work of holding peace. You might consider adding visible peace symbols to your car or your wardrobe, your jewelry, consciously. Maybe it is just as simple as placing something in your home that's peaceful. Maybe it is putting it on the outside of you so that it's something that you radiate to the rest of your world. You choose. But what about a little personal ritual around this? When you see that symbol that you have consciously placed in your life, you take a breath, you let it remind you to soften your shoulders, to unclench your jaw, to choose a response instead of a reaction, to choose peace. Peace is something that you will return to over and over again in your life, or hopefully you will. When needed, we've talked over the years of many, many tools to bring yourself back to a place of peace when you need to. Because the thing is, a lot of what I'm talking to you about today is creating peace on the inside so that you can have peace on the outside. We're not unique. Every generation has had moments where peace starts feeling pretty shaky, right? And it shows up every so often where the world starts looking like it's on the brink of way too much war, or when things in your life look like they're about to erupt in a way that is not peaceful. All of those things are possible. But we can keep drawing ourselves back to peace. We can keep emanating that for the world. We can keep expecting it, asking for it, maybe demanding it. But peace is possible. It's always been possible. So that's what I've been thinking about. And Kelly's Refeminist History today. She has a full moon ritual for you. And it's awesome because yeah, the full moon in Libra is tomorrow. Is it full moon on April 1st kind of a mean joke or 'cause the full moon and April Fool's Day together just seems like a little much to me. Christie's energy symphony today or this week is Healing the Weary Heart. Great little activity and meditation to help to give your heart a little break. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And I did put a meditation for peace into, I didn't even say that. Into my tip of the week right here. So you can do that at your leisure, but that's a great one to just help create some peace in your own mind for a while. All right, and that is Luminous for the week. So hopefully you found some things in there to help inspire you, give you something to think about. Lillian said, "You sound like my therapist. Cut out the news." Yes. Some news is necessary, but we get so inundated with it, it's just becomes too much. Yeah. Okay. Let me remember where my music is in this program. There we go. All right. So we're going to do a healing circle. This is a guided meditation where we'll meet together and do some work. I'm gearing it towards meditating for world peace. However, if there's other things that you want to add to the circle besides that, please do. This is a space of healing for anything that needs that kind of attention right now. So don't let me tell you what you have to do. Just you do what is right for you. But that's the direction I'm going to guide us today. So first and foremost, let's get our volume correct. So because I can't really tell on my end if the volume of the music is too high or too low. So tell me about where we're at right now. Does this volume level suit you, or does it need to come down a little bit? It's good. Okay, perfect. I think I've kind of got it. Maybe we have it figured out now. Probably not. Okay. Alrighty. So I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Just getting grounded and centered. I would like you to picture yourself walking along a forest path. In just a few moments, I'm going to be counting backwards from 10 to 1. As I count, you'll walk down the path, getting deeper and deeper into a forest. When I reach one, you will be at a clearing, a meadow, a beautiful grassy space where you'll meet with the rest of us to do our healing work today. Embodying peace, embodying healing. Bringing all of our collective energy together and our collective impressions, intentions, and goals to create something bigger than we could create ourselves. So, starting at 10, walking down the path, you're in a lovely forest. There's pine needles crunching under your feet. 9. With every step you take, knowing that you are walking towards a meadow, a space where we will be meeting together. 6. Your hair. 4. walking forward with confidence, knowing that you're getting nearer and nearer our gathering place. Three. And one. Stepping out of the forest now and into the clearing. You can see people gathered in the center and others stepping off of their paths as well. Now walk to the center and join us. In just a moment, we'll be entering into a healing circle space together. Now, take hands, forming a living circle of love, of peace, and of healing. Our intention today is to hold peace for the world, holding space for peace, for negotiation, for putting people first, if there's anything else you'd like to add to the circle, please do so now. You can speak these things, you can speak them into your heart. That's your choice. Good. Now at this time, I'll get out of your way so we can do our work. Some of you may pray. Some of you may send love from your heart. Some of you may practice an energy healing modality. Some of you may just hold intention or visualize or something else if that's what your heart calls to. There's no wrong answer for healing in this space. I will step back now and join you in holding space for peace. Very good. Just another minute now. Very good. Now, go ahead. Release yourselves from each other, knowing that we created big work here today, that our intentions and our love carry a lot of weight, hold a lot of space for the beauty in this world, for the peace that we know is possible, and for love for all living things on this planet. In just a few moments, I'm going to be counting forward from 1 to 5. As I do that, you'll begin very deep in your consciousness where you are now. As I count, you'll walk back up the path from whence you came, starting very deep and getting lighter and lighter with every step you take until I reach 5. When I get to 5, you will be wide awake and refreshed, ready to carry out your day. You'll remember everything that we did here, what you experienced, and how to come back here anytime that you need to seek peace for yourself or healing. This is your place. Go ahead and head back to your path now, starting with 1. Stepping back out onto the forest path, walking forward, getting a little lighter and lighter with every step you take. 2. Stretch. Out of body work is kind of cold and ungrounding, so stretch, get warm, drink something, do what you need to do to return yourself to your body. Right, Tara said everyone was so excited to join together today, right? We gotta quit messing around. We have tools. Thanks, Lillian. Me too. We have tools. We have possibilities. We can certainly do better. We just got to do it. We've got to make conscious choices right now. This is good work. All right. And as you know, these videos remain on YouTube forever, so you can always go back and redo this meditation over and over again if you choose to. That's your option. Suzanne said, I remember we did that several years ago when I returned to the same beautiful spot. Yeah, I use the same basic script in my head every time, because I think it creates a space where you can continue to go back and where you're more familiar with it. I think it's easier to get into that space every time we do this work. So I try to just make it, yeah, very repetitive. Also, I just like that place a lot. I have another favorite that I never do here on the show. Maybe we should do it one of these days soon. It's more about getting rid of shit, you know, getting rid of stuff that you want to be done with, thoughts, energy, situations, whatever. And it's at the ocean side. And it's one of my faves, so we should probably do it soon. Alrighty. Well, that's what I had. We're going to be done a little bit early today, but that's okay. I have a heavy weight on me today. Not a heavy weight. I have a large burden of work on me today, so I was going to be okay with us being done a little early, and I think that's going to be right. So I'll be back next week, same place, same time. We'll work on something new. So, happy full moon. Enjoy that moon tomorrow. Get outside. Get yourself into it. Soak up a few moonbeams. It wouldn't kill you. All righty, guys. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on One Two Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.